This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Attorney General William Barr heads to Capitol Hill Tuesday to testify before lawmakers about the Justice Department's budget, but questions are likely to come up over his handling of the special counsel report on Russia's interference in the 2016 election. Nathan Frandino with Reuters.
Congressional Democrats have been demanding the full unredacted report, which has not been seen by anyone outside of the Justice Department since Mueller delivered it on March 22nd.
And in any event, the committee has a job to do.
Democrats have also vowed to fight those redactions if necessary, a battle that could wind up in the courts. Reports by the Washington Post and the New York Times last week said some of Mueller's team believe Barr had softened the findings, making Mueller's report seem less damaging for Trump. Barr himself, not Mueller, decided Trump's questionable actions during the probe did not merit charges of obstruction of justice.
Nathan Frandino with Reuters. President Trump has fired the director of the Secret Service. The news of the firing came a day after the resignation of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
It began late last week when the administration withdrew a nomination for the acting ICE director to stay on the job permanently. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen resigned. Officials say Secret Service Director Randolph Tex Alice is expected to leave the job, though they say it's because of a personality conflict within the agency and not tied to Nielsen's departure. The changes may not be done. Stephen Miller, the president's top immigration advisor, who's newly empowered, is also said to be eyeing the departure of the Citizenship and Immigration Services Director. Sagar Magani at the White House.
One official described the firings as a near systematic purge at the Department of Homeland Security. This is VOA News. Prosecutors say that a man inspired by the Islamic State group plotted a truck attack near Washington, D.C. AP's Ed Donahue.
Rondell Henry is facing a charge of driving a stolen vehicle across state lines. Court documents say he told authorities in Maryland who questioned him he planned to ram a stolen U-Haul van into a group at National Harbor, a popular tourist area. The documents describe Henry as harboring hatred for disbelievers and looking to emulate Islamic State militants he saw on videos beheading people and fighting overseas. The court filing said Henry had no escape plan and intended to die, saying he wanted to create panic and chaos similar to a deadly 2016 truck attack in Nice, France. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For the first time, the United States is designating a part of another government as a terrorist organization targeting Iran's Revolutionary Guards, the Islamic Republic's most powerful security organization. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump, in a statement, calls the IRGC Iran's primary means of directing and implementing its global terrorist campaign. Iran responded by putting U.S. military forces on its list of terror groups. But Middle East Institute senior fellow Alex Vatanka predicts Tehran will react with restraint.
I don't think the Iranians are right now in a position or interested in escalation. Their fundamental policies wait Trump out.
What is certain is that the action significantly tightens the noose around the IRGC, which is a substantial part of Iran's economy and its political system. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
An attack outside Kabul, Afghanistan, has killed three U.S. service members and one American contractor, according to the U.S. military. The Taliban claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. U.S. Forces, Afghanistan spokesman Army Colonel David Butler told VOA a vehicle-borne bomb exploded near a convoy on a security patrol near Bagram Air Base. It's the largest U.S. military base in the country. The base is about 50 kilometers north of Kabul. The U.S. military medically evacuated three other U.S. service members. Israelis are voting Tuesday in parliamentary elections with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decade-long hold on power at stake as he faces a tough contest with former military chief Benny Gantz. Ahead of the voting, polls indicate Netanyahu's Likud party and Gantz's blue and white winning a similar number of seats in the 120-member. If that occurs, a 69-year-old Netanyahu might be poised to win a fifth term in coalition with smaller right-wing parties allied to him. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.